Hello and welcome to our 10th Game of Life Masterclass session. Okay, so let's dive right in and create our safe, sacred space. So just place your feet flat on the floor and with your hands gently in your lap, just close your eyes. And with a really deep breath, just focus your attention on your heart. And now with another deep breath, just shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now just ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now with another deep breath, simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. With another deep breath, on the inhale, focus again on your heart. And on the exhale, allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And we begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, Creator of all that is, we are so grateful for this opportunity to come together as one with singular intention. We ask for your help to expand into a greater awareness of being. And we ask for your assistance to understand Florence's teachings at a greater level of mastery and apply them to fulfill our square of life, to manifest as our reality the dreams and desires of our heart, all that's ours by divine right under grace. And together we broadcast out love of the highest order, healing from within to without. In deepest gratitude. Amen. And with eyes still closed, we come together as one with singular intention of transcending the fear of our planet to be the vibration of love. And now I ask Florence's spiritual energy and that of the angelic beings of love and light to join us and create a circle of love. Archangel Michael gently takes your hand and guides you to the circle where Florence and I take your hand and complete our circle. And through the ethers of time and space, we come together as one. And now I ask an aspect of you to please step into the center of our circle. And now with a deep breath, The angels and I infuse you with love of the highest order. We see you as powerful, fearless, as one with all that is. We infuse you with strength, stamina, and healing love energy, holding you safe in all directions of time. Accept in this moment the knowing that all that makes your heart sing with joy is already yours. Breathe deeply of this love light. And now once again, rejoin with hands our circle of love. And together we send unconditional love to each other across the soils and waters of Mother Earth. And through this singular intention of empowered support, we hold to this energy of being magnets for life experiences of this high vibration of love energy. And now with a deep breath, we ground into this energy. Just see roots from your feet go into the soils of Mother Earth, down to that core light of healing, loving energy at her center. And with a deep breath, bring this all-powerful love energy back up through the soils to your feet, up your legs, to your heart, fully grounding this magnificent vibration of love as yours, now and always. And when you're ready, open your eyes. So this week's class dives deep into the 10th chapter of The Game of Life, Denials and Affirmations. Florence tells us that all the good that is to be made manifest in man's life is already an accomplished fact in divine mind and is released through man's recognition or spoken word. So he must be careful to decree that only the divine idea be made manifest, for often he decrees through his idle words failure or misfortune. Then at the end of the chapter, she shares, man should make an art of thinking. The master thinker is an artist and is careful to paint only the divine designs upon the canvas of his mind. And he paints these pictures with masterly strokes of power and decision, having perfect faith that there is no power to mar their perfection and that they shall manifest in his life the ideal made real. All power is given man through right thinking to bring his heaven upon earth. And this is the goal of the game of life. Throughout the game of life, Florence has shown us example after example of how we manifest through us, how our own energy blocks us from manifesting what we want, and how our energy opens the way to manifest what we want or better. She's explained at length how our thoughts, words, emotions, and feelings are energy, and how that energy creates the reality of our lives. And if we don't like what we're creating, all we need to do is change our energy, change our thoughts, words, and beliefs. The examples Florence shares in this chapter show us the energy the people are holding. The man who wanted $600 limited himself. He demanded the amount of money by a certain date, but he didn't add this or better. He received his $600, but he could have had $1,000. The man with the golden nugget that turned out to be brass held the energy of belief and prosperity. He felt opulence within him. He felt it with great confidence. He felt rich, so he became wealthy. His consciousness of golden opulence brought riches into his life. He raised his vibration to that of the love that is his essence, and everything that he wanted became inevitable. What he wanted had to manifest as his reality because he held the energy of already having it. He felt beyond the 3D world. The woman who saw the beautiful paper cutter saw herself using the paper cutter to open envelopes containing large checks. She saw the flash of inspiration through thoughts of how she would use the paper cutter. Purchasing it showed active faith. It verified that belief because she prepared to receive. The man who broke the window of the bookcase for fresh air, he used his power of dominion to breathe in fresh air, even though the window was still closed. The woman who needed her umbrella repaired immediately stopped worrying and fretting about her umbrella when she gave her dilemma over to God. As a result of releasing her fear energy, she immediately received help. Florence spoke of there being no time or space in divine mind, having treated patients in Europe and learned the results were instantaneous. This is distant healing. Dr. Joe Dispenza and his team are writing medical papers with supporting proof that distant healing is real and it works. Energy is real, and we can focus it. Distantly providing Reiki healing is real. Several years ago, in March, my little magic wasn't feeling well, and I took him to the vet, and he had an anal gland infection, and the doc gave him a shot and some medication and sent us home. And that night, he got a lot worse. He wanted me to hold him and walk, and not sit down, but walk. And so I was pacing in my bedroom, holding him, and he would be fine. He would stop, be comfortable, and then he wouldn't be fine. And he was wiggling around, and I ended up giving him all the medication I could from his doctor, and then I started dosing him with CBD oil. And I had given him enough for a St. Bernard, and he just kept getting worse. And outside, we were in the middle of a blizzard snowstorm, so there was no taking him to the emergency vet. I was raking him, but I was in the middle of a meltdown myself, so I knew I was a lousy conduit for that energy. But by 1 a.m., he was shaking and crying, and he wouldn't let me hold him anymore, and it would be hours before he could have any more medication of any kind. Not to mention, he had so much CBD in his system that he should have been passed out. But nothing seemed to help. And in England, it was after 7. So I reached out to my dear friend Rachel and told her what was happening, and she responded that she would immediately begin to send healing to Magic. But within just a few minutes, he stopped crying. And a minute or two more, and he stopped shaking. And then he fell asleep. And it was just that fast. Focused energy works, whether we can see it or not. While visioning is a spiritual process, a state of being, if you will, of seeing through the eyes of the superconscious. And remember, the superconscious has access to the inventory of our field of potentiality. Florence calls it the realm of perfect ideas. The superconscious knows, without doubt, that what we want is already ours. This is seeing beyond the analytical 3D world. The act of visioning is not lying to yourself or making believe. Seeing and feeling beyond the analytical 3D world through visioning is opening the way to experience what you're visioning as your human reality experience. And within this knowing is the poise Florence is leading us to achieve, the peaceful knowing within of the bliss of being and manifesting through the love that is our essence. Florence's teachings of the game of life lead us to be the vibration of love of the highest order. When we moved into the last house that I lived in Colorado, while I was packing, I thought about clearing and cleansing the house and remembered how I had used the last of my holy water. And then I had a very passionate visioning thought of using holy water to cleanse and clear the house. And mentally, I made a note to myself to make some more holy water after I got moved. And then I'd follow through with my vision to clear and cleanse the house. Well, we got everything moved, and I decided I needed to wipe out the cabinets in the kitchen before I put anything in them. And I remember clearly that I was standing on the top step of the stepladder because the top shelves of the cabinet were really high. And as I wiped the corner cabinet shelf to the front, I felt something behind the face of the cabinet. And when I pulled it out, you guessed it, holy water, a plastic container of holy water. The visioning process I experienced before I moved came to fruition. When I realized I was out of holy water, I set my intention that I would have some, decided I'd make it for myself, and passionately visioned having and spraying the holy water around my house when I cleared and cleansed it. I set those manifesting wheels in motion and forgot about it. And then there it was, holy water. Back in 2012, I took a look at my Black Eagle Vision. The Colorado sun had stripped the paint, and I thought, this car is a direct reflection of how I feel about myself. Good freaking grief, you know? That was a definite no. I didn't feel that way about myself. So when I got into the car, I visioned myself sitting tall in an SUV. The steering wheel moved easily in my hand, and the windows were large so I could easily see, and the seats were leather. And I'm visioning all of this in my head, in my body. I'm feeling, I'm seeing, I'm experiencing. And then when I drove out of the parking lot onto a 6-lane highway, I had to focus on my driving, leaving that intention of my visioning thoughts and feelings in that state of completion. I decided I wanted a new vehicle. I set my intention to get one, and then I visioned myself driving it. I set the manifesting wheels into motion, and then I forgot about it because now I had to focus on everybody else around me on this 6-lane highway. Well, a couple of weeks later, I had a reading with my friend in the UK, and Fred came home early and he wanted to know if I'd asked her if I was getting a new vehicle. And I told him no, because, you know, my grandmother had just passed and I wasn't thinking about cars as far as, you know, really getting a new one right then. And he handed me an envelope telling me, here's your down payment for your new car. And I found one for you. Well, the envelope had $5,000 in cash in it. And the car he found was a Mercedes ML320 SUV. When I sat in the driver's seat, my hands on the steering wheel, I felt those same feelings that I felt the day I had visioned my new SUV as I drove my old car out of the parking lot weeks before. And I still have that SUV. Her name is Sophia, and I absolutely love her. Visioning in this way sets the energy. Then you move on with your life, leaving the manifesting visioning at that intense, impassioned, fulfilled vibration of having what you want. So there's three parts to it. One, you decide what you want. Two, set your intention by visioning yourself experiencing what you want through having what you want. There's no feeling of separation or lack. And if you do feel a resistance energy, you know what to do with that. But you move fully into that feeling, of having, being, or doing whatever it is that you want. And then 3, leave that vision at that intense, impassioned, fulfilled state of having what you want and move on with your life, basically releasing any need to push the manifestation because you already have what you want within your mental state. And it's taking that feeling with you, that feeling of fulfillment, no separation because you don't have. It's fulfillment because you do have. It is in your field of potentiality. Deciding, setting your intention, and visioning passionately, really feeling having what you want, sets those wheels of manifestation into action, molding raw energy into form. And when you're visioning the experience of being, doing, or having what you want, when you're sitting there with your eyes closed or open, like I was driving my new visioned SUV out of the parking lot, you create a memory in your mind of the experience like it's already happened. The memories in your mind and your body, magnifying the power of molding energy into form. And that manifestation becomes inevitable. So long as you don't negate the energy, stopping it in its flow because you fall back into fear of how something's going to happen. That's why if you just forget about it, you put all that beautiful, wonderful energy out there and then forget about it, it happens. So these are the action steps and support tools we've added to our manifesting arsenal. And I'm going to name these off with a number just so I can keep track of them. But they can be used in any order. This is just information that we've gone over throughout this course. Number 1, breathing deeply. Breathing deeply to support our human body with the healing breath of God. We've experienced the difference between how our body feels when we typically breathe shallowly and hold our breath and how we feel when we take those deep breaths. And when we take those deep breaths consistently, we gain clarity of thought and our body feels better. Breathing deeply sounds too simple to change anything, but breathing deeply is life-changing. When we practice breathing deeply consistently, we stimulate the vagus nerve and improve how it works, teaching it to take those deeper breaths as our normal state of being, which in turn supports your vital organs, all your systems, especially the brain, to have clarity of thought. Life-changing. Number 2, ask your angels for help. Ask them to show you what you want to know and be open to what comes to you, whether you hear them inside or outside your head, or you see a vision in your mind's eye, or you simply have a knowing in your heart of their guidance. Your angels may show you the answer to your question directly or through another form, like a song on the radio, a billboard that you notice, or a commercial or TV show. They could even give you guidance through overhearing someone else's conversation. Be open to the guidance. It will come. And keep your worry angel employed. We're humans. Until we overcome the human need to worry, we can keep our worry angel busy with our worries. And you know how to keep him employed. Number 3. We know how to recognize and rewrite subconscious records that have been creating life experiences that we don't like. We know why we've taken on the belief of not being good enough to be, do, or have what we want, that something happened in our past, something that happened when we were children, and we buried that pain and suffering into our subconscious. And now we know how to recognize this energy and rewrite that belief by observing the energy and transforming it to love. Number 4, we understand the concept of manifesting through giving and receiving, what it looks like and how it feels. Number five, we have a firm grip on the power of gratitude. How magnificent it feels to fully immerse ourselves in it and the power it has to improve our lives, create a higher outcome, and manifest the life experiences our heart dreams of. Gratitude is a state of being. And when we can exist in that state of being consistently, life changes. Number six, we understand that forgiveness doesn't condone behavior, that forgiveness is the gift we give ourselves. Now we know the action steps to forgive what we've been holding in unforgiveness. Number seven, we understand why our conscious mind tunes into pain and suffering above all else and how to manage helpless negative feelings and transform them to love energy. Number eight, we know how to recognize when our three levels of consciousness aren't in alignment and the action steps to take to move them into alignment. Number nine, we now know how to give our subconscious power direction to manifest what we really want. Number 10, we understand the power of sending and infusing situations, people, and ourselves with love, and we have the support tools to do it anytime, anywhere. Number 11, we now have a clear understanding of the power of our words and how they're energy containers, and how to ensure that we use affirmations in the most powerful way. Number 12, we know how to apply acceptance of what life is in this moment and how to accept our own power and use it to manifest what we want. Number 13, we've learned that asking for help isn't a weakness. It's a strength to know who and what to ask. Number 14, we've been attuned to the chaos flush energy system and use it to flush out negativity. Number 15, I've saved this one for last because it has three parts. Number 15, we know what resistance energy is, how to recognize it, and what to do with it to transform the fear energy to love energy. We know to accept what we're feeling, then observe that energy, give it a name, and learn what energy is supporting that initial feeling. Through acceptance and observation, what's been blocking us is revealed, opening the way for us to transform and heal that self-sabotaging energy that's been hidden. And a note here, resistance energy can also be your higher self sending you a red flag to take a closer look at what you're trying to do. It may not be in your best interest. Take a look and discern, is what you're wanting to do going to bring your heart joy? Or is what you're planning to do something that somebody else wants you to do and you'd really rather have no part in it? So take a look. Now, three specific ways to address resistance energy. Number one, we know how to use the Sedona method of release to identify negative beliefs and rewrite them. Number two, we've learned how to follow the breadcrumbs of negative energy that has been holding us back through neural pathways of belief that were at their core lies, to disassemble them, and we've learned to heal that pain that was supporting them. Number three, we've gained a deeper understanding of the power of meditation. When we fully immerse ourselves into meditation, elevating our internal energy, the way is open for healing from deep within. Full immersion into meditating connects us with the divinity within, supporting us to see beyond the analytical 3D world and access the realm of perfect ideas, where everything that brings our heart joy resides. We have guided meditations to support us to shift our energy to love, plus step-by-step guidance that show us how to move energy and open the way for a higher outcome. And we have the recordings of these calls. And just like Florence's books, you'll find that when you listen to them later, You'll hear information that you didn't hear before. So throughout our class, we've looked at and explored the energy that flows through us. We've discussed tools to recognize it and what to do with it to eradicate fear and manifest through the love that is our essence. We've learned why our mind absorbs the pain of lack, limitation, sickness, and death, and we now know what to do with all that outside energy. We know how to stop being influenced by the outside stimulants. We've learned what survival mode is, and that when we feel stressed, we are in survival mode, and that we cannot solve or resolve experiences or situations or problems from the same energy that we created them with. We have to elevate out of that less than love energy to gain that clarity of thought to create a higher outcome. We now know that adversity has a silver lining. It's a golden opportunity to be free from the hidden beliefs of lack and limitation. We've learned how to manage that fight or flight reaction when we're faced with experiences that we're not in agreement with. We know to consciously choose our energy every day throughout our day, to breathe deeply of that magical breath of God, to gain clarity of thought and open the way for us to create and live a higher outcome, to be free from the limiting fear energy of this planet. Today's world is vastly different from what we knew 5 years ago. And today our world is in the midst of bringing in the light to eliminate the shadows of the darkness of lies and betrayal. The brilliancy of this light is pulling the light from within us, pulling us to align with the superconscious of the divinity within. And as a result, you may be feeling off balance, headaches, muscle aches. Your life may feel surreal to a degree. You may have trouble figuring out what day it is. That feeling of linear time is ceasing to exist as we stretch beyond the 3D world. Our understanding of time is changing. You're not glitching because I can't remember what day it is or if it's morning or afternoon. You're not glitching. You're moving beyond the 3D world, and I take that as a win. The world as we know it is changing. It already has changed. We'll never go back to the way we were. A new world is opening up. However, we can fight the coming changes, the changes that are happening every day. We can fight it by succumbing to the fear we're fed through news and social media. Or we can stand above it all and flow in ease and grace through this time of deep, intense change. We have the choice. It's almost as if Florence was preparing us for this through her writings 100 years ago. No matter what's happening outside of us, we still have internal power to improve our lives. We have the power to manifest something new and different. We have the power to consciously transcend the fear of death, to live spiritually in the body, spiritually never having died and never being birthed, being as one with this divinity within. Achieving this is bliss. Achieving this is fulfillment of our mission to be the love that is our essence. Maintaining that bliss on a daily basis, that can be challenging. But we have tools. We have conscious choice. You know, it's not a pill that we can take that's going to fix everything. It's looking within. It's addressing what's happening within us and overcoming the stress and the challenges of this physical world, and and reconnecting with that divinity within, and seeing and being and feeling beyond the analytical 3D world of pain and suffering, and embracing that bliss of possibility and love. And manifesting a higher outcome is inevitable. Okay. So this session completes our class. Be sure to download all the materials to your devices and use them. The private Facebook will still be open for a bit. But what are you going to do next week, next month? Listen to these classes again. Use the tools. Focus on using the tools. Focus on who you are and who you want to be and what that feels like, and move beyond the 3D world. Use your journaling pages to support you. Use your meditations. Elevate your energy. And if you'd like to continue to work with me, I would really love it. My next program is an intensive, and I am PMing everybody. I think Amy already got hers. It will be fabulous. It will be live. It will be recorded from the live. It's basically, it's like a mastermind without the mastermind fee. So if you're interested in working with me some more, let's talk about that. I also have the Manifesting with Florence, the Inner Circle membership that meets every Wednesday at 12 o'clock Eastern time. It's an hour, and we talk everything that's going on in the world around us and how we can create something better for ourselves and what energy we're holding. And sometimes we do meditations, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we just talk. So maybe someone needs support. And that can be paid by the month or by the year if you'd like to join us. And I'll put the links to both those two things on the webpage. It has been my honor to present this course for you. I would love to hear your experience. If you could write something and send that to me, I would really love it. As always, we're moving a lot of energy. So get some extra sleep, drink lots of water, be really good to yourself, and I wish you all the best.